I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. It's a beautiful day everywhere because you are tuned into the show that teaches you the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, being disciplined and confident, even when discipline and confidence have not produced the result you expected. And on top of all that, we throw a huge dose of personal initiative, the go-getterness, for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. We put all this together, people. You know what we get? The mindset in the podcast that we call Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Congratulations on your decision to tune into today's episode, because today's topic is, how do you make things happen on your own? How do you make things happen when nobody is helping you, when it seems like people may even be hating on you, trying to, even in subtle ways, stop you from getting to where you want to go? How do you make things happen when everybody else seems to be getting help? Everyone else seems to be getting the lucky breaks, and they have all the resources. You have no help, bad luck, and no resources whatsoever. Is it possible that you could even make something happen on your own in this situation? Of course it's possible. Is it probable? Well, that depends. It depends on what, Dre? It depends on how well you follow the instructions that I'm going to give you here in today's episode. Why I'm talking about this, making things happen on your own, is because the world that we live in today, everybody's trying to make things happen. The reason why everybody's trying to make things happen today is because it is so obvious and it is so open. It is so much opportunity for anyone to make anything happen for themselves, because the power structures have been broken down. The hierarchy of power has been laid down flat, where you used to have to go through this gatekeeper, and go through all these levels in order to get something done in life. Let's say the music industry, for example. You had to go through this person to get a record deal, and that was the only way you can get your music out there. But nowadays, you don't have to do any of that. You can go to a site like YouTube or SoundCloud or any of these other sites where you can put your stuff out completely for free, broadcast it out to the world that anybody can hear it, anybody can listen to it, anybody can download it, and anyone can become your fan. Anyone can make anything happen. You want to get on TV, all you got to do is make some great YouTube videos until you get the attention of somebody who can get you a TV show. You want to get a record deal, the same thing you can do through putting your music out there. You want to have a radio show, you can start through a podcast. You want to put out books, you can just put the books out yourself. Maybe you put out some great books and some company wants to put out your next book, and then you have a choice whether you want to do it or not. You can get yourself out there making things happen. Getting yourself out there is making something happen by yourself, without any help, without any resources. You don't even need money. All you need is something that can connect to the internet and some means for actually doing that. So as long as you got a data plan or access to some Wi-Fi somewhere and you have a phone or a computer or a tablet, you can make a whole lot of things happen, even if we're just talking about the internet. But even in quote unquote real life, you can make anything happen that you want to happen. But you just got to make sure you're following the proper steps. And I'm going to tell you what those steps are here in today's episode. So if you're ready, say you're ready and make sure you have your pen and paper ready or your Open Notes app or wherever you're going to take notes on this episode, because you should be taking notes on everything I say here on this show. This show is not for pure entertainment purposes. This show is education. I'm giving you something that you can actually use in your life after this episode is over if you take notes on it, so you can actually recall and use it as it applies to you, not as it applies to me, not just even verbatim as I said it, but as it applies to you in your life. You got to take notes on it so you have some time to think on it, marinate on it after I've said it in order for that to happen. Let's get into today's episode. Point number one, how to make things happen on your own. This does not mean, because the topic is making things happen on your own, it doesn't mean that you don't utilize resources like the Work on Your Game podcast, like reading books. I've talked about books in three different episodes of this podcast, which is episodes number 60, 69, and 143. Again, at DreAllDay/, just put the number in. You can listen to those. Doesn't mean you don't attend seminars or learn from people who are more experienced than you or have mentors, whether they're virtual mentors or real life mentors. Doesn't mean that you don't utilize those resources. What it means is making things happen on your own means you take what you get from those resources, from the book, from the podcast, from a seminar, from a more experienced person, from a mentor, from a parent, from the experience of someone who was unsuccessful, means you take what you get from there and you make it your own. And as I just said a moment ago, you can't always copy verbatim what another person did or what another person said or how another person thinks and think that you're going to get the exact same result as them, because you are not that person. Everything that I tell you here on this podcast is not a prescription for you to just take what I say and then you just go start thinking the same way that I'm talking or talking the way that I'm talking or do something that I explained to you I did, because you're not me. I did it at a different time than you did it. We're going to do it in different ways. We have different energies. We have different people that we deal with in different situations, maybe in completely different geographical locations. So what you need to do is take what I'm giving you or take what you get from anywhere, any source, and ask yourself, how does what I learned from this source here apply to me and my life and who I am, where I am right now with what I'm doing? For example, I could take something, let's say, I could listen to a hip hop artist. I've done a few virtual mentors episodes of this podcast. I did four of them, actually. One was about Sean Puff Daddy Combs, another one about Jay-Z, another one about 50 Cent, another one about Dame Dash. You notice anything about those guys? They're all people in the hip hop industry. I'm not in the hip hop industry. Never written a rap in my life. Never try to get a record deal. I'm not a record producer or any of that. I can dance, but that's about it. But all of those people, the reason I talk about them as virtual mentors is because I can take the actions that those people took. I could take the mindsets that those people express and I could apply it to what I'm doing, whether that's recording a podcast, writing a book, starting my own company, making an online course, being a basketball player. Even though I'm not even in the industry they're in, I could take what they did and apply it to my life and myself, who I am as a person, because I'm not Puff Daddy. I'm not Jay-Z. I'm not 50 Cent. I can take what they're thinking or what they say or what they talk about and say, okay, how can I use that in my situation? Okay, so this guy is in New York, in Brooklyn, growing up in the projects. I'm in Philadelphia, in Mount Airy. I'm not in the projects. I got both of my parents. I got a middle class, lower middle class upbringing. How can I take what he went through and apply that to my life? What pieces of this can I take? Maybe there's some pieces I can't take at all, but what pieces can I take and how can I apply it to me? So that's what I mean when I say using resources. Utilizing resources does not mean copying. It means taking that thing, making it your own. And this requires one thing, people. It requires thought. It requires thinking. You got to take some time and marinate on what you learned, marinate on what you've seen, marinate on what you've heard and what you've read and what another person has expressed and or the notes that you've taken, and ask yourself, how can I use this in my own situation, even though it is not exactly like what this other person's situation was? Make everything that you get, make it your own. You can't copy people exactly all the time. They're not you. They don't have your situation. So the first thing you got to understand, making things happen doesn't mean you just go running out into the world just blindly doing anything. You still can follow examples of other people. You still can take what they've done and let that kind of guide your path. But you also have to ask yourself, how can what they did or what they said or what they represent work for me? That's a question you got to ask yourself. And you should be asking yourself that often, because you're going to be taking in stuff and at the same time, you're going to be doing stuff. Point number two. Today's topic is how to make things happen on your own. Stop looking for, waiting for, or asking for the following things: handouts, permission, directions. Stop looking for, waiting for, or asking for handouts, meaning someone just doing something for you just because. Just do this for me just because. I get a lot of just because emails. Usually they come from an athlete who will say something like, "Dre, you know, I want to get on. I want to play overseas. I just need an opportunity. I just need you to help me out. Or I just need you to be my mentor. You know, call me every day and give me a motivational message to get me going." I've had someone actually ask me that. People are asking these just because handouts. Just give me something just because. All right, you're not going to get anything from it. I'm going to get a lot from it, but I just want you to do this. Just do it just because I'm asking you to do it. Stop asking for handouts. Stop looking for handouts. Stop waiting for someone to give you a handout. Also, permission. Now, when I say permission, I don't mean necessarily direct permission, meaning going to somebody and say, "Hey, sir, am I allowed to go try out for this basketball team? Am I allowed to start a blog? Am I allowed to start a website? Am I allowed to quit my job? Am I allowed to apply for this job?" That's not what I mean when I say permission. I don't mean that necessarily that you're going and asking someone a question. "Hey, can I do this, or is this okay?" Permission also is in the form of waiting to see somebody else do it before you feel like you can do it. And I'm pausing there on purpose. Permission is also in the form of, see, there's a guy named Roger Bannister. He broke the 4-minute mile. For years, nobody could break the 4-minute mile. People tried and tried and tried. Nobody could run a mile in under 4 minutes. Finally, this guy, Roger Bannister, runs a mile in under 4 minutes. After he did it that year, it had been, I can't remember the exact stats. I didn't look him up before I record this episode. I just thought of him off the cuff here as I'm talking. It would have been years and years and years. People had been trying to break this barrier. Nobody did it. He did it. And over the next, well, it was either the next year or over the next 10 years, like 9 or 10 people then broke the 4-minute mile barrier right after he did it. All of a sudden. Now, what happened? Did all the runners in the world who were born at the same time as Roger Bannister or around his time, did all of them just have some special gene to be able to run faster? Hell no. Was there some breakthrough in running training? Hell no. Was there some new shoe that Nike put out and promoted on Instagram that made everybody go buy it and that's how everybody broke the 4-minute mile? Hell no. None of those things happened. You know what happened? Roger Bannister breaking the 4-minute mile gave all the other runners in the world permission to break the 4-minute barrier. That's what happened. After he did it, everybody else said, "Oh, so you can do this, can be done." A lot of people had come to the conclusion, consciously or unconsciously, that it is humanly impossible for a human being to run a mile in under 4 minutes. A lot of people had come to that conclusion. Again, whether consciously they could say it and think about it, or unconsciously they claimed they were quote unquote trying to break it, but for whatever reason they kept coming up short. When he did it, Roger Bannister broke that 4-minute barrier. It gave everyone else in the world permission to do the same thing. And over the next year, 10 years, whatever it was, nowadays, I mean, you got high school kids who are breaking the 4-minute barrier and there's nothing. Because he gave permission to everybody else. So what I'm telling you here in point number two, and stop looking, waiting, or asking for permission. You don't need somebody else to do it before you do it. You can be the first one to do it. You can be the pioneer. You can be the person who breaks the mold. You do not need permission in the form of someone else doing it or trying it or someone okaying it or you throwing something out there and saying, "Hey, do you think I can make it if I do this?" I get a lot of those emails too. Players will come to me and say, or snaps or DMs. I get these in every form that people can communicate with me because I make myself available to read and reply to what people say. Somebody says, "Well, Dre, you know, I'm 26 years old. I just got out of the military. If I go try and play college ball, do you think I can make it?" I'm like, what the hell kind of question is that? I mean, you want my permission? Are you asking me to give you permission to go try to play college ball? What if I say no? What if I say no, you can't? Are you going to quit right now on the spot as soon as you read this reply that you can't do it? You're going to quit? Or are you going to go do it anyway? Have you already made your decision? Most of the time, I think people have already made their decision, but they're waiting for permission. They're waiting for somebody else to tell them that it's okay to do what they want to do and be who they want to be. I'm telling you, stop looking for permission. Stop waiting for permission. And please, please, please stop asking other people to give you permission to do what you want to do. And stop waiting for directions. That's the other one. Directions like, "Hey, what am I supposed to do here? How do I do it?" Somebody came to me. I was on Periscope the other day doing a live stream and somebody left a comment and said, "Dre, how do I get better at basketball?" I said, "Dude, you got to ask me a better question than that." I said, "You got to at least put 2% of your brain power into thinking about a question before you ask me. If that's the only question that you got bigger problems. You're waiting for directions." Most of the time when people are asking, "What do I need to do?" 99% of the time, people already know what they need to do. They at least know one step of what they need to do that they have not yet done. Why haven't you done that one step? "Oh, because I need to know everything, or I got to have all the information." I know business people who maybe listen to this right now who don't like to make cold calls. And there's a lot of them. So if you think I'm talking about you, I am, but I'm talking about a whole bunch of other people too, along with you. Yes, you. And they say, well, I don't want to make a cold call because I got to have my script. I got to have my script down of exactly what I'm going to say. I got to make sure I don't want to call people and sound dumb and sound like I don't know what I'm talking about or feel like I'm, you know, kind of interrupting their day or just trying to sell something to them. Listen, you are interrupting their day. Yes, you are trying to sell something to them. Okay? This is business. It's okay to sell things to people. Everything everybody has, somebody sold it to us. All right. Right now, I got on a hat, a shirt, some sneakers. I'm using a microphone, a computer, Wi-Fi, the air conditioning's on. All of those things were sold to me. Okay. It's okay to sell things to people. You don't need directions to do that. All you got to do is tell them what you're offering, who you are, and what you want. That's it. That's all it is. You don't need a script for that. It's great to have one so you could do the same thing over and over and over again, but it's okay for you to just go out there and figure it out. Listen, that's what I did. I just went out there and figured it out. A lot of things that I do and have done, I just went out and figured those things out. I didn't have a script. Nobody gave me permission. Hell no. Nobody was giving me a handout. I wasn't asking for none, and there were no directions. I mean, when I was 22, graduated from college, that was 2004. The internet existed, but it wasn't the internet in all capital letters as it is now. It wasn't all this free information just out there. Back then, it was barren land. It was very barren land back in 2004. So there wasn't a lot of directions and information out there for me to do things. I just went out and just started doing stuff till I figured it out. Then I put it out there. That's just what it is. Once I was talking to this guy, I was at a barbershop a couple of years ago. I don't go to barbershop anymore. Shout out to the Bevel Shaving System. You can get your first month of Bevel free at DreAllDay.com/Bevel. That's a shaving system made specifically for minorities' hair. Anyway, I was at the barbershop this one time. I'm sitting in the chair waiting for my barber's chair to be open. And there's this guy sitting next to me. And I'm leaning forward and I'm on my phone and I'm writing. I was actually writing a blog post on my phone. I remember this day. And this guy, he was sitting back in the seat and he was kind of looking over my shoulder as I'm writing. And he commented that he had never seen somebody typing on a phone as fast as I was typing. So he just asked me, hey, are you a writer or something? Because I've never seen somebody type that fast. And I told him, yeah, I mean, I write a lot. I write every single day. I blog and things like that. And we got to having a conversation. This guy was a salesperson in a network marketing company called OrganoGold. Any of y'all ever heard of OrganoGold? If you didn't, it's okay. It's basically coffee, some kind of coffee that they sell. I don't know too much about the product, but that's what he was doing. He was selling OrganoGold coffee. He happened to be in a barbershop same time as me. And we got to having a conversation because he's a salesperson. So when I meet a salesperson, I always just like to converse with them and find out how they think and what drives them and how they do what they do. And one of the things that he told me was that they teach him in this company, OrganoGold, that when you go out to recruit people, and he was kind of trying to recruit me, kind of, sort of, but not really. They teach you that when you go out to recruit people, there are certain things that you look for. You look for a person who maybe has a book of business, a person who knows a lot of people, they have contacts, a person who may have a certain amount of money so they can buy product or whatever it is that goes on in that company. And one of the points, the last point that he gave, it was like four different things. I can't remember the third one. And those first two might not even be exactly what they were, but I remember the fourth one. The fourth one was, is the person you're recruiting a self-starter? Are they a self-starter? Basically, this guy's telling me, just to summarize the story, he was saying that the only types of people he is supposed to recruit are supposed to hit all four of these points. I don't remember what the first three points were, but the fourth point was, is this person a self-starter? In other words, you know what that means, people, for you? That means, is this person the type of person who will do things on his or her own, or are they someone whose hand needs to be held? Because if you think about it, if I'm building a business, let's say, for example, any kind of business, this guy's OrganoGold business, any business, like building a Walmart business, you starting a Wendy's franchise, whatever kind of business you're building, you don't want a team of people whose hands need to be held. You want a team of self-starting individuals. Why? Because it's a self-starter will do the work and get things done without you being there, telling them what to do, giving them permission to do it, or just doing it for them. See, people whose hands need to be held, you got to do those things. You got to tell them what to do every step along the way. You got to give them permission, meaning they got to ask 100 questions every time they take any action, just to make sure they, quote unquote, get it right. And any of you ever use that phrase? Yes, I'm talking about you. Or you got to do things for them because they just render themselves helpless because they can't deal with the stress of knowing that everything is on them 100%. You want self-starting individuals, the type of person who will go and do things without your permission, without even asking you a question, without expecting you to do anything for them. And here's the thing about self-starting individuals. Let me tell you a secret about a self-starter, something that could be kind of a built-in excuse for people who are afraid of dealing with self-starters. They will go off and do things on their own initiative that you did not tell or ask them or even want them to do, and they will make mistakes. Self-starters will make mistakes. I had a person who was working on my website, or they had access to my website, and once they went out, they went and did something on my website, and I'm looking at it, I'm like, what the hell is that that you did on my website? I didn't want you to do that. And they had went on their own initiative and did it, and I told them to undo it and fix it back to how it was, but I wasn't mad at them for doing it. I was kind of annoyed when I saw it because I didn't want it to be the way that it was, but I was happy for the fact that this is a person who takes initiative. This is a self-starting individual. This is the type of person that I need on my team. This is the type of person that I want working for me. This is the type of person I would want working with me. This is the type of person, if I was going to work for somebody, I want to work for a self-starting individual because they're going to appreciate other self-starting individuals. Are you, this is the question that you need to take from this, are you a self-starter? Are you a person who will go do things on your own without needing handouts, permission, or directions? Point number three, today's topic is how to make things happen on your own. You must remove the lid off of the stuff I won't do jar. See, if you want to get things done in life, you want to make things happen, meaning you want to initiate and create something for yourself in your life that did not previously exist for you or in your life, what you got to do is take the lid off of this jar that says, here are the things that I will not do. And I'm going to give you a quote here that comes from Mr. Malcolm X, one of our most famous civil rights leaders. He said, when a person places the proper value on freedom, there is nothing under the sun that he will not do to acquire that freedom. Whenever you hear a man saying he wants freedom, but in the next breath he is going to tell you what he won't do to get it or what he doesn't believe in doing in order to get it, he does not believe in freedom. A man who believes in freedom will do anything under the sun to acquire or preserve his freedom. Now, Malcolm X was giving that speech to an audience. Malcolm X often spoke to African Americans in African American communities. He would go into these communities and express to them, listen, if we're going to become free, if we're going to get our civil rights, if we're going to be who we want to be here, we must be willing to go there and do the things that we need to do by any means necessary. We will get our freedom. This is a phrase that is often a quote attributed to Malcolm X, by any means necessary. So he was a little bit different from Martin Luther King, who was all about nonviolence. Malcolm X said, listen, violence is not violence when you're protecting yourself. It's called common sense. It is called intelligence. And Malcolm X, when he would say things like this quote that I just gave you, and I will read it again in a moment, he was basically explaining to people that if you want to make things happen, you can't have any caveats of, okay, I want to make things happen, but if this is the situation, I don't want to make things happen. Oh, I want to achieve this outcome, but if this is the thing, if this is the roadblock in front of me, okay, I'm okay with not achieving that thing. Oh, this needs to get done by 3 o'clock today, but if this is the situation, then it's okay if it gets done by 4 o'clock. When you really absolutely need to get something done and you truly believe it needs to happen, you truly believe you want to make something happen, there is nothing on your list of stuff that I won't do. The list of things that you won't do is empty because you will do anything and everything to acquire whatever outcome it is you're trying to achieve. That's what Malcolm was saying in this quote. And I'll recap today's topic and I'll read the quote at the end as we get to point number three. Again, today's topic is, how do you make things happen on your own? Number one, making things happen on your own does not mean that you don't utilize outside resources like this podcast, like a book, a seminar, a more experienced person, or a mentor. What it means is you take what you get from those resources because you continue to take from those resources. You get other people's experience and knowledge, so you don't have to go through all of life learning it yourself. Life is not long enough. You don't have the time, energy to go through all of those experiences. Take it from other people. Then ask yourself, how can I take what those people have gone through, apply it to my own life, and use it based on who I am, where I am, and what I'm doing? That requires thinking. Point number two, stop looking for, waiting for, asking for handouts from other people. Don't wait for people to do things for you. Do not look, ask, or wait for permission, and do not look, ask, or wait for direction. Sometimes you just got to become, not sometimes actually, all the time, you got to make yourself into a self-starter, a person who will just get themselves going and just start doing things. Take initiative before anyone else tells you to, before you are forced to, before anyone asks you to, and before anyone else does it on your behalf, or before anyone else does it in front of you so then you feel like it's okay to do it because you saw somebody else doing it. Are you a person who will do things on your own or someone who needs to have your hand held? Point number three, you got to take the lid off the jar of stuff that I won't do. Here's the thing that I really want. Here's the outcome I really believe I want to have in life. I had a kid write me the other day and say, well, Dre, can you tell me how to try out for the G League. He wrote me an email. I said, dude, if you can read and write, you can find out how to try out for the G League. Don't ask me that question. I didn't say that part, but I said to him, if you know how to read and write, you can figure out how to use Google and try for the G League. And he wrote back and said, well, I did, but they didn't tell me really any information. I didn't write him back. I wonder if he ever found out. Now, let me end this episode by reading out this quote by Malcolm X again. This is on his point number 3. Remove the lid off the stuff you won't do jar. Meaning, if there's something that you actually want to achieve, like this kid writing me about trying out for the G League, there's nothing that you won't do to figure out that answer. Now, anytime you say there's a roadblock, there's something stopping you from getting to where you want to go, then you don't really want to get there. I'm going to repeat that part. If you say there's somewhere that you want to go, but there's something blocking you from getting there, you don't really want to get there. Because when you really want to get somewhere, there's no such thing as a roadblock. See, when you're really focused, there's no such thing as a distraction. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can't be distracted when you're focused. Somebody says, well, Dre, how do I maintain my focus and avoid distractions? That question alone does not make sense. You can't be focused and have distractions at the same time. Nothing is a distraction when you're focused. You only see distractions when you are not focused. That's the only way you can even notice a distraction. Anything could be a distraction to me right now if I wasn't focused on saying what I wanted to say on this podcast into this microphone. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to end this episode by rereading this Malcolm X quote. When a person places the proper value on freedom, there is nothing under the sun that he will not do to acquire that freedom. Whenever you hear a man saying he wants freedom, but in the next breath he is going to tell you what he won't do to get it, or what he doesn't believe in doing in order to get it, he does not believe in freedom. A man who believes in freedom will do anything under the sun to acquire or preserve his freedom. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got 4 things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number 1 is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number 2 is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number 3, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number 4, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all 4 of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.